The developments on travel certs give the Irish Times its lead story this morning, which reports that vaccinated people will begin to receive digital COVID certificates for travel within the European Union from Monday. And reaction to England's decision to end COVID restrictions is on page one of the Irish Examiner. The paper quotes Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who warned yesterday that England's decision was too risky. The prospect of packed theatres in the West End and nightclubs in Manchester being packed to the rafters is one that would concern us in this country, quite frankly, he said. UK surge puts our freedom in danger is the lead angle for the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Elsewhere on the Examiner's front page, Aoife Moore follows up on her story yesterday about the solicitor who says she was told to remove her bra to gain entry to a prison for a client meeting. She reports that Taoiseach Micheál Martin has described the story as quite shocking and is demanding a review of the incident. Property is the lead for the Irish Independent this morning. Hugh O'Connell reports that Revenue says the bidding wars, which have pushed property prices up in recent months, will not be allowed to vastly inflate local property tax bills. Most papers pick up on the powerful speech from Junior Minister Josepha Madigan in the Dáil yesterday, during which she revealed that she's a survivor of sexual assault. Deputy Madigan is photographed on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, and inside there is detail on page four of what she said during a discussion on sexual, domestic and gender-based violence. She said, "There are very few women my age who have not been subjected to some form of sexual assault in their respective lifetimes, and I know this because I am one of them." She also said that most victims don't report their crimes with shame, a fear of judgment and a desire to forget among the reasons for this. "It shouldn't be this way," she said. Inside the Irish Times on page four, there is reaction to news of the dramatic fall in personal injury awards, with the Taoiseach saying that the introduction of new guidelines will lead to a meaningful drop in premiums. Maurice McDonough spoke to businessman Colm Berry, who had to shut his Segway rental business at the end of 2019 because of insurance costs. He launched his business in Roscommon's Lochkey Forest Park in 2014, and at that time, his insurance cost him €1,200. But his insurance quote for 2019 was €30,000, a 25-fold increase in just 5 years. And there are signs of a return to proper, honest-to-goodness glamour in the papers this morning, many of which carry images from the red carpet at the gala opening of the 2021 Cannes Film Festival last night at the Grand Lumiere Theatre. It's all over page three of the Mail. For COVID reasons, the festival was moved from May to July this year, but the stars, of which there are many, were not required to wear face masks on the red carpet. Among them, Andy McDowell, Helen Mirren, resplendent in yellow Dolce & Gabbana, and Jodie Foster, who was awarded an honorary Palme d'Or. "Yes, We Can" is the headline there.